Welcome to Holistic Horse Works Talks. Join us with founder April Love as we talk about equine care. Learn what you can do to keep your horse happy, healthy, rideable, and sound through their 30s. Have a question you'd like to submit to the podcast? Just email April at holistichorseworks.com for a chance to get it featured on the next episode.
Hi, this is Lillian. I'm here with April Love. I have a question about gassy horses. There's a horse in the barn that's far more gassier than any other horse. He's constantly farting. Is this something the owner should be worried about?
So it's really interesting. When I was younger, we just thought it was funny. We'd say, oh, they're gas propelled. But actually, when your horse is building up gas, just like us, you know, when we get gassy and bloated, you're not digesting your foods and you have blockages in the colon. So it's really important to do some bran mashes, get things moving. But normally, there's something in there that's blocking it, and the hays and grains are fermenting. The horses that are gassy, you'll usually see them with a belly that's hanging down a little bit lower. And that's usually can be sand or enterolith, the stones. And most horses have that growing in their intestines by the time they're 2 years old. All it takes is a foal chewing on a piece of baling twine or plastic, or, you know, a horse just eating hay off the ground and there was cut strands of baling twine in there. And it's something that the body can't break down. So the body starts to send minerals and calcium around it, kind of like an oyster building the pearl, you know, is building and building and building, and it gets worse. So while they're not seeing colicky signs now, they probably will in future, because that is hays and grains fermenting in there. That's what's creating the gas. On my horses, we did a third of a cup of raw organic apple cider vinegar. I like Bragg's. Dynamite has a really good one too. I really love their apple cider vinegar, and you can get a 5-gallon container that'll last you a long time. Watch your parasite loads. We prefer organic dewormers. And if you live in an area where there's sand, or if you soak your hay pellets that you're feeding, does sand go to the bottom? Because when they cut the first cutting of hay, you have gopher holes. So there's a lot of dirt clods in the hay if you're buying first cutting hay as well. So then there's sand and dirt. And sometimes you'll see horses eating dirt, trying to find their minerals that they want. So it all comes back down to digestion. You can do Dynamite DynaPro is amazing at helping to settle all that. But you still need to do My Horse Yoga, which would be, you know, when you're doing the front leg circles and you're doing the belly lifts and the butt tucks, it's moving everything forward and back and clearing out, you know, the miles of intestines that's in there. But if you have a farty, gassy horse, you really want to do preventative. And a lot of that information is in my book that's on Amazon, Horse 102. Holistic Alternatives, and we talk about gas and blockage and things that you should have on hand just in case your horse does have colicky symptoms. It's a great thing to always have the DynaPro in the fridge ready to go. It's a living organism. And apple cider vinegar, psyllium once in a while, and do that horse yoga to get all of that stuff moving. Do not just say, oh, yeah, I got a gassy horse. No big deal. You've got things going on in there that could be a $5,000 vet bill. So it's really a lot easier to spend a couple hundred dollars on apple cider vinegar and, you know, probiotics for the gut. So that's what I would recommend for your gassy horse. And on my yoga for horses is on my YouTube channel, Holistic Horseworks. There's also one if you have a colicky horse, what we use, what product we put in the mouth, the moves that we do to move the gas left, right, forward, backwards, and hopefully the horse can pass whatever blockage it was. This is April Love, holistichorseworks.com. Thank you.
Thank you for tuning in to another episode of Holistic Horseworks Talks with April Love. Remember to check the show notes for links to all the resources mentioned in this episode. Have a question you'd like to submit to the podcast? Email april@holistichorseworks.com for a chance to get it featured on the next episode. Loved this information? Share it with your horse friends. They'll find it helpful too. To learn more, visit holistichorseworks.com. And before you go, make sure you have a copy of our free ebook, Horse 101, Everything You Wish You Had Known Before You Got Your First Horse, at horseacademy101.com.